Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to Mind Tripping with Michelle to my Blog Talk listeners. We have been chatting for the last half hour on our Google Plus and YouTube channel, and today we've been talking about sacred space, how to set your sacred space. So if you are just tuning in, please be sure to watch this broadcast a little bit later on. I'm very excited to announce that today I will be answering psychic questions live on the air. So if you have a psychic question that you would like to ask, you can go ahead and call in at 713-955-0351. And that's if you have a psychic question, or of course if you have a question about setting sacred space. So 713-955-0351. Now, we had talked about setting sacred space. I was talking about how much I absolutely love and adore the sage mist. I'm just going to kind of cleanse my energy here. And as I said, I'm going to spray a little on my hands, go across my third eye, down my face, and sweep my energy down. This clears my energy, clears my thoughts from the first half-hour broadcast, and allows me to be open and ready to answer some psychic questions. So I do have a caller on the line, so I'm just going to switch over to this caller. And this caller is from area code 904. So I'm just going to put you on the line. Hello, area code 914. Caller, you're live on the air. Welcome to Mind Tripping with Michelle.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hello, welcome.
Hi, Michelle. This is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. I'm so glad you got through.
Yeah, this is crazy. I was watching your sacred space. That was really cool.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun. Robin has some suggestions, too, so we'll definitely do that again. It's a lot of fun. I think a lot of people, need that nowadays. Just kind of clear the energy. Clear that junk.
Yeah. One thing, you were talking about you were going to make your own or recreate your own sacred space. And one thing I've created is what I call my meditation station, where I have a specific space that I try to keep the energies nice, but I can go in there and go right into meditation.
Oh, I love it, the meditation station. And is it a room or is it an actual just space?
Well, it's in a room we all use. It's in the computer room, but it's a special chair that I use just for that, and I try to keep the energy in there just balanced. You know,
that's
not let any of the outside junk in.
Yep. And that's wonderful. And I'm glad that you called in, and I'm glad that you shared that, because I think a lot of people feel that they need a room to have a sacred space, and you're just a perfect example. We don't need a room. You, as long as you keep that energy clear and you have a specific space, you've got your sacred space, your meditation station.
Yeah. But I find that because, I constantly use it, it's so much easier to go into meditation.
Yeah.
So it's like your mind already starts to clear, It's like when you wear certain clothes for certain things, your body just automatically changes to that quickly.
Yes, and that's a really good point, Darlene. Thank you for sharing that, because the more we use that space, the stronger the energy becomes, the more our bodies become conditioned almost to just really enter that space. Nice.
Definitely.
Did you have a psychic question that you'd like to ask me today?
Well, actually, I need a direction, and I was just going to call you, but since you're on the radio, I thought I'd just butt in. So, anyway, in case you don't know what Darlene this is Darlene from Phoenix Festival.
Oh, yes, I know. I know, my dear.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. We've done a little celebration, and we're all happy. It's like I have this giant room to fill psychically. And I have 10 different directions to go in, and I have a lot of work to catch up on, but I need some sort of input as to, like, what's more important, which way should I really go?
Okay. Well, I got to say that the temperature in this room, I don't know if anybody watching can see, like, I have, like, beads of sweat across my head. The temperature,
oh, no.
Just connecting with your guides, the temperature in this room is elevated, I'd have to say, 5 or 10 degrees. Enough that I feel like it's hot. And so I feel like there's a lot of guides around you. You know, I feel like it's good, warm energy. So I'm putting some cards down for you to kind of help answer that question for you, all right? And, you know, you've got this psychic space to fill, right? And so looking for a direction to go, can I ask you, it looks like there are three really good, solid, possible directions of movement. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm looking at the three, so they've shown up, my three, you know, very, you know, strong moves for you to take, and I feel like you're toggling between these three and trying to get some direction. So the first one that shows up for me, I'm just going to kind of separate them into three so that you can look at this from a good perspective. Okay, I want to go to the one that's least likely for you to follow, and I also feel like it's the one that you hope for the most. Okay, but it looks like there's one that involves working with a friend, partnering up, so to speak. And I feel as if for you now, this is the one that you want most of all, but it also feels like it's the most tragic for you. I've got nine of spades, and I've got like the not so happy surprise. So I feel like, and I hope, you know, I feel as if, and I feel like this is also based on past experiences, is that when you've tried to pair up with somebody, it hasn't really worked out, and things just come out of the blue and shift and change without any warning.
True.
So I feel as if this is, the message that I'm getting for you, Darlene, is that this path, although it's what you want most, it's also what you do all the time.
That makes
perfect
sense.
Yeah, it's familiar. And so then you're like, why does this always happen to me? Okay, so that's your first option. Your second option looks like something that there's, again, people beside you with this. And I feel like this is something that perhaps your husband had suggested or will be involved in. But I do see a man. I see a man in your life. I see your partner. I see your life partner. And I see him saying, what about this? This would be great. You've always wanted to do this. And he's kind of feeding back. And this would really be a good, profitable avenue for you. Okay. I like this one for you very, very much. It looks positive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's not saying profitable, but it does look like it's something that will feed your soul, that you love to do, that comes naturally for you. And it feels like it's giving messages. Do you give him divine messages all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're always
right. Oh, yeah, they're always talking. I know, it scares him.
Yeah, and but he's, you know, this is a very natural path for you to go. You have a lot of brightness around this. You have two of diamonds, two of hearts, and ten of diamonds, okay? And those three together tell me that that you really almost always like to give good news, even though you give bad if they want it. Your messages are very clear, concise, accurate, and it's something that you can really actually start up as a career choice if you would like.
Yeah. I didn't think about that.
So, yeah, and so this third area is kind of really exploring your, the third one feels almost personal. And the third one feels like it's exploring your connection with your guides and your higher self, communicating with people that have passed away, perhaps.
Yeah. I've kind of lost some of that connection.
Yeah. And that's maybe that's why I feel like it's personal for you. And I feel like that's really got to be your jumping off point, is find that connection. And, you know, that's something that's very natural for you again. Here's the thing, the message that I'm getting for you is that you're starting it, you're trying to start again where you left off.
Yes.
Okay. And that's
sort of recapturing that energy.
Yeah, sort of. So you're kind of trying to get back to where you left off or get back to there. And my message is just to start small, like start slow and small, perhaps even a small class. And that will awaken it, and it will be more powerful, and it will also be different than before, because before it feels like you were on a path, but it was very haphazard. There was like all kinds of stuff coming in from all over the place. And you're like, okay, wait a minute. I have to get, like, I feel like a frustration. I feel like, listen, you can't all talk at once.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. And I feel like there's just a really small class, like maybe an online class or something. Have you seen an online class or come across one?
Yeah, actually the other day. Well, actually, it was your show last week. With Erica.
Oh, okay.
And I ordered her book and signed up for her free online class because the energy was need to explore this.
Yeah, she's amazing. I got chills up my body, which is confirmation right there. You've got confirmation. That's a really good move for you. It's a good place to start. Take that course, finish that course, and your guides are saying to start small, because when the doors open, you want to be prepared this time.
Oh, that's so true.
Was that helpful for you?
Yeah, actually, very much so. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Yay! did you have any other questions for me? I mean, you are the only caller on the line right now, so you are welcome to co-host with me for the next 20 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. That makes me feel so special.
You are special, and I know that you have done a lot for the community and helping teach people how to set sacred space. Do you have any suggestions for the viewers or listeners?
Well, actually, when people are setting sacred space or trying anything, a lot of times their own self-consciousness gets in the way. So I usually tell them to fake it till you make it. Go through the steps. You may not feel it right away, but after a while, you will notice a difference. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but
yeah, that
especially
makes a lot
someone,
of sense.
You know, someone who's a beginner, there are some things that they don't understand. They don't think they feel it. I know the first time I was turned on, and I've been this way my whole life, but I didn't realize a lot of things. And so I had a situation happen that once it was resolved, it was like, oh, my God, it was like so many channels just opened up, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. And I've been working with it ever since. But, you know, just keep working at it. Just, like I said, fake it till you make it.
That's a great advice. I love that advice. So so basically not to worry about whether you're doing it right or doing it wrong, as long as you're setting that attention and you keep working at it, eventually you will feel a difference and a shift.
Yes.
Nice.
The main thing, one thing that you just said that really needs to be pointed out is setting the intention. Because if you are just clearing space, or I'm just going to light this and whatever happens, well, then you're just allowing whatever to come in. Where if you set the intention, I'm going to clear this negative energy and bring in positive energy, then it will work. You know, it's like people on a life path. Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. Well, you know, if you don't choose, someone else will choose for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's so
you're not
true.
Going to just disappear. You're here to learn lessons.
Yep. So, yeah, setting the intention. And that's and I'm glad that you picked up on that, because that's something I didn't even really mention in the video, is that, you know, I did talk about imagining the white light and putting the spiral around myself, and that's really setting an intention. And so you don't actually have to go out and purchase the gemstones or the sage or the smudge. They're nice and quick and fun and they smell great, but at the end of the day, it's really all about your intention.
Exactly. What is it you're trying to do? And another thing is, you have, by setting the intention, you know, we all have free will, but you have to ask. You know, you're not going to get the energies to come in or the help that you want or the things that you're trying to create unless you ask for them. And
right.
Thus you set the intention.
Sometimes just asking is setting the intention.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and that's a good point too, because we're asking for something positive. We're asking for what we want to create, because that's when you get that positive vibrational energy, is when you ask what you want to create and turn your focus away from what you don't want.
Yes. Plus, you know, when you do this, there's absolutely nothing wrong to ask for an affirmation that you're doing it correctly.
Yeah.
I'll usually ask for, you know, I need some sort of affirmation that, what would be a good example, that I bought the right crystal. Just as an example.
Yep.
And so you bring this crystal home and you set it down and you look at it, and suddenly, out of the blue, will happen that just you turn to the crystal and go, "Oh, I did get the right one." And that's your affirmation from the universe that you're in the right direction, or you created what you intended.
Yep. Nice. So you're actually looking for a positive response from that purchase or that question.
Right. Well, some people need that to sort of keep them going, too. Otherwise, they think, oh, I've been doing it and doing it and doing it and nothing happens. But, you know, it might just be an affirmation that you get a phone call out of the blue from someone, or but something will, a little switch will go off in your head saying, that's your affirmation for this happening.
I love it. I just had fun. I have my affirmation in my head on about my show. So I will wait till after the show and I will let you all know if I get confirmation.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I'm sure I will. I'm very excited. I can't wait.
Things like that are important because you are in a human body.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though your subconscious or your unconscious or your higher self is working and doing this and doing that, the human body sometimes kicks in and tries to fumble.
Yeah. I think that's where we kind of beat ourselves up, you know. We're humans.
Oh, definitely.
What are we? Spiritual beings having a human experience. So, like, in our mind or in that mirror, that window that we look out at the world, we're invincible, we're everything. We're everything all at once and anything possible. But then we get this body that's like, no, you're not.
Right.
And so how do we, you know, how do we get past that? I like that example that you give, or that sample that, you know, we look for the positive examples that we've, you know, asked for the right thing, or that we've made the right purchase, or that we're in the right direction.
Well, one thing you can do, and I've taught this many, many times, is a lot of times, we have a hard time receiving. Humans just do. But you also have to look at your whole lifetime. What have you heard? It's like manifesting money. I want an affirmation that I'm going to have enough money for this month. You know you will. But then if you just think about it, what did you hear in your childhood? Like, you know, my parents always, we always had enough money. We always did things. But I can hear my mother complaining, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. So there was something implanted in me as a child, we're not going to make it. So the human body side of you has to get over that.
Yeah.
And know that you are going to make it. In other words, look back in your past at things that have happened or things that you've heard and see how that is influencing you today.
And you could even take that a step further with the, I know we're going, I think it's all connected anyways, is to take it a step further and change the way you talk to yourself about it by saying something like, I realize and respect that my mother was worried about our finances and being able to make it, but I'm open to the possibility that I could shift that thought process, or I'm open to the possibility that I could have more than enough or something like that. And that's setting another intention.
Exactly. And one thing you said there, and I think people need to realize how important their inner dialogue is and their outer dialogue. You said, I am.
Yeah.
So the universe responds to I am.
Yeah.
And like if you run around saying, I am fat, I am fat, I am fat. Well, you know, the universe is listening and they're going, oh, she wants to be fat. Boom.
Boom.
So it's
like
you
that
know,
commercial.
They're going to give you what you ask for. Ask and you shall receive. But if you say, you know, something, my body is at the right weight, you know, I am losing weight, I am, well, I don't know why I brought weight on, except that's something I'm always worried about. But, you know, what you project, you receive. So your intention is to, go ahead.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to,
oh,
stop
I was just
going
to say, if you set the intention, you have to change your, what's the word I'm on? What you're saying, what you're projecting.
Oh, yeah.
Yourself.
Yeah, your inner dialogue, really. Your inner dialogue or what you're asking for, putting it more of a positive spin on it. And that's why I stepped forward and did the I am open to the possibility, because I had a client who was working on something, and, you know, just to keep her in anonymity, she was working on something. And she could only focus on the negative aspects of it. I don't have, I don't have, I don't have, I don't have. And so she's reading, you know, one of the many beautiful, wonderful, positive books about manifesting, and they're talking about the I am presence and I am, or I have, and start telling herself this. And she sits down with me, and it was quite comical, but at the same time, it really hit home for me. And she said, you know, Michelle, and of course the fake it till you make it definitely kicks in after a while of saying, I am, I am, I am, I am. It does kick in, trust me. But for those of you that are really having a challenge with getting from I am to it, faking it till you make it and have it kick in, she said, you know, I could say, look, I'm saying it every day. I'm getting up every morning. I have, I have, I have, I have. And she says, and I've been doing it for, I think she was like a month and a half. And she's like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. She's like, and I still don't have. And I was like, well, but it wasn't because, She was doing what she needed to do to put out the positive projection, but at the same time, she was still looking for proof that she still didn't have.
Still living in the negative on the inside.
Exactly. And her challenge was to actually really be able to believe that she could have. So I said to her, mm-hmm. What would happen if you said, I am open to the possibility? And you could see the light bulb go off. Yeah, she was like, oh, hey, I could be open to the possibility. And so she started telling herself that every day. And she was able to shift into the I am presence. Like she was able to shift into the positive of what she was asking for. And it became easy and effortless. So that's another little tip. You can just, you know, say, I'm open to the possibility, and then fake it till you make it. You know, if you're open to the possibility of it happening, then how much better can it get, right? Can it get any better than this? So.
Oh, and never, and one thing that we do, I don't remember where I learned this, but when something good happens, just ask the universe, can it get any better than this? Because that leaves you open for them giving you more.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you find a dime. That. You find a dime on the ground. You pick it up. And just say, can you get any better than this? Kind of a little challenge for them. And maybe later on that day, you might find a dollar. Again, can it get any better than this? And you might find something else or be given something. But as soon as you say it can't get any better than this, you have ended the energy.
Yeah, just blocked it.
And you've closed yourself to receiving.
I love it.
So I'm just in the habit. Can it get any better than this? Ta-da!
So come to me. Let's propose a challenge for anybody viewing or listening between this week, today's show, from this moment forward until next Tuesday. Let's start small and whenever look for something good happening in your life. Set your sacred space, clear your mind, clear your thoughts, get yourself in a really good place. And then when something good comes into your life as a result, even if it's just like Darlene suggests, picking up a dime, finding a dime or a penny, ask the universe, can it get any better than this? And look for it growing throughout the week. I would love to get emails or hear how your week went as a result. That sounds fun. I'm going to do that myself.
I will definitely do that, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, great. Yay! Well, I'll tell you what, Darlene.
Yeah, I know.
Can it get any better than this? Darlene called up, and we had so much fun.
Excuse me. Oh. Can it get any better than this?
Can it get any better than this? We just have about 3 more minutes left of the show. So I just want to kind of sum things up for everybody. This week we've got a challenge going on where we're inviting you. Darlene and I are challenging you, and we're going to do the same thing, to look for something wonderful and nice and good that happens to you in your life this week. And when it happens, ask the universe, can it get any better than this? And watch it as it grows and spirals into something great by the end of the week. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have experienced. You can also connect with me on Facebook, which is Michelle Melio, Intuitive Hypnotherapist, on Facebook. Or you can go to my website, Michelle Melio Online, which will connect all of my psychic connections and all of my social networks. And also tune in next week when we will be talking with an amazing, amazing woman who wrote a book about her daughter's suicide, her young daughter committed suicide, and how she was able to heal from it and how she was able to communicate with her daughter from beyond the grave. So that's next week at 10 o'clock. Darlene, thank you so much for calling in and helping me co-host.
Oh, anytime. And so, thank you so much. You're just awesome.
Anytime. This is awesome. It's a pleasure. I think we should have to do this again.
Oh, definitely. I had a great time. Of course, you know,
yay.
I love to talk, so.
Yeah.
There we
go. Talking is good, especially since we have a show, so it's good to talk. But, you know, perhaps we'll have to do this again. I'd love to hear your feedback. Love to have Darlene on the show again. I'd love to see you next week. I hope that you have a wonderful, adventurous week that is filled with manifestation. And I look forward to talking with you next Tuesday at 10 a.m. This has been your host, Michelle Melio. And you have been watching and listening to Mind Tripping with Michelle. Until next week, namaste.